Translation. O king, whenever the yogi desires to leave this planet of human beings, he should not be perplexed about the proper time or place, but should comfortably sit without being disturbed, and regulating the life air should control the senses by the mind. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Bhagavad Gita 8.14, it is clearly stated that a person who is totally engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and who constantly remembers Him at every step easily obtains the mercy of the Lord by entering into His personal contact. Such devotees do not need to seek an opportune moment to leave the present body. But those who are mixed devotees, alloyed with fruitive action or empirical philosophical speculation, require an opportune moment for quitting this body. For them, the opportune moments are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verses 23 to 26. But these opportune moments are not as important as one's being a successful yogi who is able to quit his body as he likes. Such a yogi must be competent to control his senses by the mind. The mind is easily conquered simply by engaging it at the lotus feet of the Lord. Gradually, by such service, all the senses become automatically engaged in the service of the Lord. That is the way of merging into the Supreme Absolute. Om Gyananti Mirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshuran Vipanaya Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manomistam Sthapita Mena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swas Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Rupatakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Shri 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 Rupa Shri Jagratam Raghunatam Tam Sthavjivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Padan, Sahana, Lalita, Vishakam, Stam, Sajivam. He Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpati, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namaste, De. Tapta Kanchan, Gurangi, Radhe, Vindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sukta Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priya. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhupayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vrishnarebhyo namanaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Kaur Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very interesting verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada. He has actually quoted two verses on Bhagavad Gita, 8.14 and 8.23.26. So I've summarized, or rather, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, if you want to go online, he's actually summarized this, talked about this verse and in detail. And it's on YouTube, the same verse is on YouTube. So anyway, I'm not going to repeat everything he said. I'm just summarizing part of it. So Maharaj, initially this 8, the first verse, which is 8.14, it shows pure devotional service, summarizes pure devotional service. And the other verse, which is 23.26, it says how you can leave the body, you know, to attain something. So there are different times and phases and you can leave the body to attain Krishna. So first one is pure devotional service. Now there are 5 sections to pure devotional service. There are different rasas, 5 rasas. One is Shanta, and then you go into Dasya and Sakya, and then Vatsalya, and then Prema. So there are 5 stages. So we know very clearly, especially next room in the Prasadam Hall, we've done nice replica of Vrindavan. So the trees, the cows, They're all in shantaras. So, you know, they're also taking part. Trees, cows, peacocks, birds. The trees, actually, when Krishna passes, the trees actually bend down. They're really like offer obeisances. So it's amazing. When Krishna plays his flute, the trees start producing more fruits. They're abundant fruits. And the flowers, they are also, they smell very nice. It's just, you know, million times more, you know. So when the flute is played by Lord Krishna, the animals, they get stunned. Boom. You know, when they hear the flute, they get stunned. So these are all nice descriptions in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has been very kind. He's told us to go through step by step, you know, up to leading up to the 10th canto, which is the face, the smiling face, glance of Krishna. So when we take darshan, we are supposed to look at the feet of Krishna first. So the first two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, they represent the feet. And then we go up and up and up. I made a summary, so we'll go through the summary of how we go up. This is, we are still on the topic of pure devotional service. Now, so the first two cantos, that's the lotus feet of Krishna. Then the thighs, are third and fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth canto is the abdomen. Sixth is the chest of Krishna. Seven and eight are the arms of Krishna. Nine is neck. Ten, as I said, is smiling face, lotus face of Krishna. And he glances nicely. This is what attracts the gopis and everyone. The smile and the glance. That's the main thing. And then after that, we can go canto 11, which is the forehead. And last canto 12 is the head of Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is like body of Krishna, Supreme Person of Godhead. So that's a summary of that. And so shantaras, we just described in the next room, you know, trees, etc. Good example of dasyaras is Hanuman. You know, he's very nice, powerful servant. But here we have powerful servants. We can witness so many present here. So in ISKCON, you know, Srila Prabhupada is a good servant of his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He only gave him one instruction. But, you know, that's it. He took it as his life and soul. So, we just need a little guidance from senior devotees, and we just follow that, and then success is guaranteed. It's simple, but people make it complicated. Bhakti is simple for the simple-minded, but it can be complicated. Second, third one is Sakyaras. Sakyaras, you know, is Arjun is a good example, friend. But here, gopis, next hour, we are trying to relate to Vrindavan because this is Kartik and, you know, the gopis are his friends. The cowherd boys are friends. They're all friends, cowherd boys. And Vatsalaras, Ras, you all know, the parents of Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Devaki and Vasudev. So they have a parental relationship. And now, again, in behind the curtain, this whole month, we are actually worshipping Yashoda and Krishna, little Krishna, baby Krishna. And he only gets tied by the rope, by Mother Yashoda, when he actually realizes that Mother is getting tired and, you know, she's running after me, trying to tie me up, catch me up. And then only because of the love of Krishna and Yashoda, you know, the parental love, the Vatsalya love, he then gives up. He says, okay, mom, you can tie me up. You know, but then she's short of two fingers. You know, the rope is always short by two fingers. But then she gets more ropes, and you know the story anyway. That's Damodar Leela story. So then the last one is Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras is mainly gopis and the women of Raja and the queens of Dwarka, but not so much. The highest is the gopis. We have discussed a little brief about pure devotional service. We're going to cover the next verse, which was what time to leave. And in that 23 to 26, it's just, I just learned about the moon actually. I didn't know too much about the moon. But if you look at the moon, and if the left side is lighted, you know, so that is when it's going towards the Purnima. So it's called waxing. But I didn't know which one is light, you know, the right or left. But it's the left side. If you see a little left corner lighted, and then it grows bigger and bigger and bigger and comes to the full moon, then that is called waxing. So at that time, the sun is moving towards the north. And a good example of this is Bhishma Pita, Grandfather Bhishma in the Mahabharata. You know, he's lying on the bed of arrows and he wants to leave his body, but he's waiting. He can attend Krishna because he had a boon from his father. You can leave anytime you want. But he selected 14th of January, actually. It's called Makar Sankranti. And that was the day when the sun starts moving to the north. So he decided to leave his body on that day. But how did he leave his body? He wanted Krishna to be there present in front of him so he could take darshan of Krishna before he leaves. So this is what we all want to do. We want to try and remember Krishna at the time of our passing away, this material body. So we have to remember Krishna. But if you just think we'll do like Bhishma Pita and last minute, you know, pray to Krishna and he'll come in front of us, it's not going to be possible. So we have to chant Hare Krishna regularly, follow the process. Srila Prabhupada has actually toiled so much day and night, you know, trying to translate all these books for us. So Bhishma Pita is a good example how to leave this body. So that's one example of Bhishma Pita. Now, another thing is about the other side, from the full moon, then it gets darker and darker and darker. So that's the right side of the moon. If you see the right side of the moon lighted, then you are actually coming down. It's called waning. And then it becomes completely dark. And that's called amas. It's not auspicious. It's actually bad. Amas. So anyway, there, if you leave the body during that time, then you have to take birth again in this material world. So, you know, this is in the 23, 26 of the Bhagavad Gita. And what's the other thing? Ambarish Maharaj. I wanted to joke a little bit about Ambarish Maharaj because he actually teaches us how to use everything in Krishna service. You know, you walk to the temple, you do this, you take flowers, you offer to the Krishna, to the feet of the Lord, and then you smell it like we do every day. You know, ISKCON has got the proper 100% process, what we should do, you know, with the flowers, what we should do. We smell. But we smell it after offering to the lotus feet of the Lord. So all these things are so wonderfully described by Srila Prabhupada, and we are in a wonderful moment, absolutely wonderful moment. All we have to do is just follow. That's all. Now, Maharaj also was mentioning in that YouTube about chakra. You know, people can leave their body. Yogis, they are very powerful. They can leave their body through the head. So I think Dhritarashtra is one example, but maybe you can correct. He was so meditating. You know, Vidur told him, leave the house. You don't want to eat dog's remnants, etc. Get out, you know, and give him nice instructions. Finally, Dhritarashtra left. And then when he was meditating to leave the body, he actually started from this what Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisvara Swami Maharaj said, on the bottom of chakra is the root chakra. It's called a Muladhara. Muladhara. And then you come a little bit up and that's called Svadhisthana. Slightly higher is called Manipura, solar plexus. And near the heart is called Anahata. And then the throat is called Visuddha. And the third eye, the one in the middle, you know, Lord Shiva has got a third eye, but between the two eyes, there is a third eye. So that chakra is called Agna. And the last one, or crown, is called Sahasra. Sahasra. So Dhritarashtra actually left his, you know, soul, body through that. Yeah. So he was actually a powerful yogi, very powerful yogi, Dhritarashtra. So that's another example of chakras, you know, how it works. Now, you must remember, all of us must remember, that Krishna is Kal. He destroys everyone. So even if you want to attain this, but following Srila Prabhupada's movement, Krishna actually takes over. So Kal, he is in charge of Kal, but he then looks after his devotees, he protects his devotees, and he takes them, you know, to his abode. So all you have to do is, again, stick to the process, stay on the boat, don't leave the boat, Srila Prabhupada's boat, just stay on it and carry on the mission. Now, it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes to go. I've summarized a little bit more how, this is a big question, how can we develop Krishna consciousness? How can we increase? How do you know? So we have to concentrate. There are two versions. I'll talk about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in a minute. But first, Srila Prabhupada says, you have to concentrate on the Lord's transcendental form. Beautiful Radha Krishna, beautiful dressing there today. So by concentrating, you get purified. Intelligence becomes purified. Maharaj was saying in the YouTube, we can get rid of material, the gross body, gross material body. We can think about, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. But the subtle body, we cannot get rid of. It's very difficult. Subtle body consists of mind, intelligence, and false ego. So if you use the mind in Krishna service, if you use the intelligence in Krishna service, then both of them actually control the false ego. So all three are then controlled by Krishna, indirectly. So we have to just concentrate on that. So what Maharaj said is, intelligence then becomes purified. Then you become more detached from sense gratification. So that's the process, you know. Now we'll just look at, another thing is, initially if we don't know about Krishna, then we look at the Virat Rupa form of Krishna. And then, you know, if you see the waterfall, nice waterfall, you see big mountains, even skyscrapers, they will give us an indication that the sky is so high. Sky is higher than the skyscrapers. So it gives us some logic, you know, that, oh, this is high. So we can think Krishna is even, you know, bigger and higher, whatever. It might give us some idea. So initially, you know, you can think about the ocean, so much water, and when you go to the seaside, you feel something's vast, and that is good at least. You know, at least you can see Krishna is, and if you see the sun, the moon, the eyes of Krishna, you know, you can relate something on the universal form of Krishna. Now we'll come to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's idea of how to develop Krishna consciousness. He says, only by your mercy, which is Krishna's mercy, or Guru's mercy, or advanced devotee's mercy, can one develop Krishna consciousness. Getting mercy is the first step. Getting mercy is the first step. Then, and second one is beginning of destruction of material influence. So once you get mercy, then you can detach yourself slowly. The whole idea of Krishna consciousness is to increase devotional service, and reduce material attachment. Increase devotional service and reduce material attachment. So, beginning of destruction of material influence. And three, followed by service to devotees. Now, this is automatic. If a Guru Maharaj, any Maharaj, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, gives you some instruction, can you get some water? And you get water for him, and he's thirsty. He will feel so happy. If he's hungry, you give him some nice prasadam. He will feel so happy. It's just natural. So when you serve somebody, he's going to bless you. And this is what old people, etc., if you look after them, parents, you know, don't forget them. Look after them. This COVID time has been very, very bad. But most people have been talking via Zoom. So this is excellent. Absolute. Zoom. I think Krishna has created Zoom. Any creation, actually. Krishna is part of the spark of the splendor. I think it's in the Bhagavad Gita. Spark of the splendor. So this creation of Zoom is actually Krishna's spark. And it's actually helped a lot of people during COVID time. So, followed by service to the devotees, as I said. And then, by serving Krishna, serving devotees, actually our mind gets focused. So we concentrate on the Lord. And then He takes over. Once you concentrate on the Lord, He takes over. So I think I've summarized most of the things here. Now, it's question time. You've got 5 minutes exactly. Thank you very much for being patient and keep on. Some people were smiling and giving me encouragement. So thank you for your blessings. All right. Antaranga Prabhu, please. Or
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. There's one to kind of like a technical point. This is very interesting because you mentioned, and also the scriptures, they state that cows as such are in the, how do you say, shantaras, right? So this is interesting. In reference to Srimad Bhagavatam 14th chapter, the Brahma Vimohan Leela, one of the reasons why Krishna manifested as the cows is that the cows in Vrindavan had the desire to have Krishna as their son. And even Vatsalya, which means like motherly love, Vatsa means a calf.
A calf.
So even the mother-child relationship in Sanskrit refers to cow and calf relationship. So my question is, how is it possible that Shanta is considered neutrality when even Krishna manifested as a calf to facilitate the motherly affections or motherly desires of the cows to have Krishna as the child? So how come neutrality and the motherly affections, how can we say that cow is in the mood of more neutrality?
Good question, very good question, very good question. So, cow is definitely mother to the calf. Yes, but they're part of the Vrindavan atmosphere. So when it comes to that, then their relationship is... of course, it's between the calf and the cow, it's a mother and son or daughter, yeah, relationship, yes? But within the range of Shantaras, Dasyaras, etc., all the living entities, or moving and non-moving, everything in Vrindavan, you know, Srila Prabhupada said that hawks, you know, they are eating stool, but they, because they are Vrajavasis, we have to respect them. We shouldn't say that this is dirty, you know. They're Vrajavasis. Everyone is Vrajavasis in Vrindavan. So we should look at it in that angle. Yes? Maybe I haven't cleared it, but I think we'll have to refer this one to Sutapa Prabhu or somebody. Can you answer this question? Yes?
I have a reference to it.
Prabhu had a question there. Sorry.
There's a reference which I found in the 24th verse of the 13th chapter. It is said, all the dealings between the cows and their respective mothers taking care of them were enacted by Krishna himself. This is purported by Prabhupada.
Yes.
And basically it indicates that because rasas as such are always connected to Krishna.
Yes.
So again, how can it be Shanta when Krishna manifested as a child of the cows?
Okay.
When that relationship was Vatsalya.
This Brahma Mohana Leela is basically Krishna actually expands, as you know, into the cows, calves rather, and also the cowherd boys. So, you know, he actually expands in Vishnu forms, and Brahma is then bewildered what is going on here. Yeah, but obviously Krishna himself, he knows the situation that the calves will be in problem if I don't take the calves back. If I don't take the cowherd boys back, then the mothers, the parents will be worried. So that's a nice leela, absolutely beautiful leela. But he is showing that he cares for each and every living entity. That's the point. Yeah? You had a good question or something?
Gauranga. Something more mundane. This was very interesting point. Why it's called Shantaras? Anyway, I'm going to something very mundane, you can say. In like you mentioned from Bhagavad Gita, also you mentioned this verse, how yogi comes back or doesn't come back. And the point is, even if he leaves his body on the light, Bhagavad Gita says he doesn't come back. But he has to come back because he didn't take shelter of any Vaikuntha planets. So how is it said that in Bhagavad Gita he doesn't come back? He has to come back.
It's a statement of Krishna, so yeah. We have to accept the statement of Krishna.
I mean,
somebody who passes away in the daytime,
yeah,
I mean, when the sun is traveling to the north,
back, yeah.
He does not
come
back.
It is only up to the moon, but they said even in the light side, by yogic power, doesn't take shelter anywhere. How he can?
Yeah. Now the example about the moon, you said nicely.
Yeah, this is on the dark side. It's mentioned in this verse, but in Bhagavad Gita, Buddha said one who quits the body during the light doesn't come back. But
yeah.
He's also a mystic yogi, so doesn't take shelter of any spiritual planet or something. So at some point he has to come back.
Yes.
You mentioned Dhritarashtra also by Ashtanga Yoga. He attained only Brahmajyoti.
Yes.
So that means still there, so he has to come back also.
Brahmajyoti is the effulgence of Krishna. So some people stay there, but obviously, like you said, they have to come back.
They have to come back.
Well, the demons, you know, were also given the position into Brahmajyoti. All the demons can. Adipur.
Adipur. Some devotees from the Brahmajyoti, liberated souls go forward to Krishna eventually, but some maybe they come back in the next creation. Maybe that's what it means. The Lord's there in a special form.
Anyway, there's another example of Brahmajyoti and then impersonal, you know, the Paramatma feature, you know. And then the four Kumaras, they actually, that's different, but then, you know, they smell this aroma of the Tulsi and then they become, you know, self-realized, yeah. Anyway, any other questions or comments? I'm sorry I didn't, prayers and problem, please. Oh, he's waiting for Mike Prajan Prabhu.
I listened to Prabhupada lectures, and there was one tape that I always listened to, you know. It was called Everyone Loves Krishna.
Yes.
And he's talking about the spiritual world. He said even the trees love Krishna. Even the flowers love Krishna. Even the rivers love Krishna. The spiritual world is a dynamic process based on love. Though Shanta is not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give us. He wanted to give us
the topmost.
The topmost. And it doesn't mean to say that Shanta does not exist. He discounted it in such a way that we're looking for Raganuga Bhakti as the highest level, to know the higher Madhurya rasas and what's there. So, in a way, and very recently, it was in one of the lectures too, he's saying everyone loves Krishna.
That's right.
And so we can't deny what Prabhupada says. And you, I hear it, you know, whenever I've heard it several times where he says this, everyone loves Krishna in the spiritual world.
Absolutely.
And then he says the process is dynamic. They can even change their form if they want. Because he was asked a question in a morning walk about this. Do they keep the same body? And he said, no, it's dynamic. It's ever-changing to suit what Krishna wants.
That's right. But there's a good example in the Bhagavatam about Dhruva Maharaj. He lives in the same body. So that's Dhruva Maharaj in the Bhagavatam. But on the other point, you know, this lotuses, they only grow in the daytime. But when Krishna played the flute, the lotuses were blooming at night time. This was when Sharad Purnima, it's full moon. So actually when Krishna played the flute, even the lotuses were coming up. So it's interesting, it's always beautiful. The Leela of Krishna is just out of this world. And we are lucky to be part of it because of Srila Prabhupada. So please carry on and forgive me if I have made any mistakes. Antaranga Prabhu, where is he gone? Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot the lady's side. I'm sorry.
One last question. With the challenges of daily life and COVID and modern world, what kind of advice would you give for daily practice to find inner peace? Just feeling externally, there's so many receptive moments that come at you. And it's really challenging. When we're in this space, it's very peaceful and amazing. But when you're out in the world, just had a baby, and it's extremely challenging with these times. What kind of advice would you give for meditation or a daily ritual that would be really, really useful? Just okay. Centered.
Very good question and practical question. I have myself been absent, for service here in Radha Gokulam and for nearly 1.5 years. And I'm lucky, our whole family is Krishna conscious and joined Srila Prabhupada's movement a long time ago. So what we do, or what we have done, is we've joined various Zoom classes. Because it's practical. You're at home, you just open whatever and join Zoom. So there are Maharajis giving classes on Zoom, even now. Yeah, because around the world, you know, time is 24 hours everywhere. So, you know, if you want to see Guru Puja, Maharaj gave a nice example. My Guru Maharaj, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, gave a nice example. 7 o'clock here, Guru Puja, yes? I mean, 5 past 7 or something. So Srila Prabhupada is glorified here, 7 o'clock after Guru Puja. And then 7 o'clock it is somewhere else in the world, you know? So Srila Prabhupada has been glorified every minute, more or less, you know, every hour somewhere in the world. So you have the facility now, Zoom. So some Maharaj is speaking now, and you can hear that. There is also nice japa, you know, how to chant. And especially with the baby now, you know, if she's sleeping, you should just chant yourself, you know. And if you chant, the atmosphere will be good, the baby will be listening. Even if you read Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, just open a page, read one. Srila Prabhupada has also written a Krishna book. It's so nice. Especially this time, it's Kartik. Read a story a day, something. Maybe when she grows up, mark my word, she'll be sitting here or there, and she will actually read Krishna book story in front of everyone without any mistakes. The proof of the pudding is in my niece. She was coming here to Gurukul, etc., etc. Guru Maharaj said, read this Krishna book. And every single Krishna story she would read without one single mistake. And then Krishna Priya's daughter, Bharti, she can read Bhagavatam verses, slokas, without any mistake. So there's the power of the blessing of marriages, power of Srila Prabhupada. Just read his book. Srila Prabhupada has done all the hard work. All you have to do is just read. Okay, so read books, chant Hare Krishna. Listen to Kirtan, even Janavi Harrison. Oh, it's, you know, you'll be peaceful. You'll sleep properly. Yes? And your baby will just, wow. Even when one is pregnant, a woman is pregnant, if she hears Bhagavatam, if she hears Kirtan, if she hears this, comes to the temple and just takes darshan of Krishna, it's amazing what happens. Okay? Does that answer your question? Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.